You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, 88.9 FM, Fort Collins. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program spotlighting the issues that affect our communities by providing a closer look at agencies and nonprofit organizations that serve the public. I'm Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. On this edition of Community at Work, I talk with Sarah Morales and Rosie Duran from Larimer Health Connect, a project of the Health District. Larimer Health Connect is a free service that helps people find the best options for health insurance to meet their family's health needs and budget. Welcome, Sarah and Rosie. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And can you tell us more about Larimer Health Connect and what you can do to help our listeners, Sarah?
Yeah, so Larimer Health Connect is a project of the Health District of Northern Larimer County. It's a free service that helps people find the best health insurance to meet their family's health needs and budget. Our trained staff provides free, unbiased, in-person assistance with free and lower-cost health coverage, including plans from the Connect for Health Colorado Marketplace. Our goal is to help people understand health insurance and to get connected with coverage. To help with this, we have certified health coverage guides on staff who will help to determine your eligibility for plans and financial assistance, create an account, compare insurance plans, and help you to enroll in the best option for your situation.
And tonight we want to talk about what having coverage means for people, deadlines for enrolling for health insurance, those are coming up, and how Larimer Health Connect can help someone get coverage. What is an open enrollment period, Rosie, and when is it for Colorado?
Sure. The open enrollment period is when you can sign up for or make changes to a health insurance plan. It's really important for people to understand that there is only one open enrollment period every year for Connect for Health Colorado and other health insurance companies doing business in Colorado. The upcoming open enrollment period will begin on November 1st, 2018, and will run through January 15th, 2019. People must enroll by December 15th or make changes to existing plans for coverage that begins January 1st. Enroll by January 15th for coverage that begins February 1st.
And you've mentioned Connect for Health Colorado. Can you tell us more about what Connect for Health Colorado is and why our listeners should know about it?
Sure. So Connect for Health Colorado is Colorado's own competitive marketplace to shop for private health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses. It is the only place to determine eligibility for and access financial assistance with premiums, deductibles, and copays. Anyone can buy a health insurance plan through Connect for Health Colorado if they are lawfully present and a resident of Colorado. Often people will apply if they run their own business, work part-time and can't get insurance through their job, are between jobs, or if they've recently lost Health First Colorado or Medicaid coverage.
Right. Health First Colorado is the Colorado Medicaid coverage, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And what happens if someone has a current plan through Connect for Health Colorado and they don't do anything? They just forget about it, or they miss the deadline, or they think everything's fine. Will they auto-renew, Rosie?
Yeah. If you're currently covered on a health insurance plan through Connect for Health Colorado, your plan will renew for 2019 unless you've received a letter from your insurance carrier stating that your plan is no longer available. In either circumstance, there are some important things to consider. It's important to review before you renew. As we mentioned, it's very important to check to see if your plan still meets your needs. Although it's tempting to let your plan renew automatically, plan details and pricing can change. So can your needs. Don't get stuck with a plan that isn't right for you. As we mentioned, your plan costs can change. There are many reasons why your monthly premium or other costs might change. Check to see if this applies to you. Your situation may have changed. Be sure your income and family information is always up to date. And there may be a plan that works better for your needs. For example, if you have a lot of copays or prescriptions, your total cost could be very different depending on which plan you choose. We strongly recommend reviewing your options before you auto-renew. It may also be that you or your children may have become eligible for other public health insurance programs if your income has changed significantly. For instance, in a family of four, the parents may be eligible for tax credits and the children may be eligible for Medicaid or Child Health Plan Plus. Larimer Health Connect can help you figure out your next steps.
Great. And what are these public insurance programs that Rosie mentioned, Sarah?
Yeah, so Health First Colorado, also called Medicaid, And the Child Health Plan Plus, also called CHP Plus, are the public health insurance programs that are federally and state funded for people who qualify. Colorado is one of the states that chose to expand Medicaid, which means that more people are now eligible and covered than ever before. So Health First Colorado, or Medicaid, is the public insurance for people who qualify. There's no monthly premium, there's no deductible, and the prescription copays can be up to about $3. CHP Plus is a public health insurance for children ages 0 through 18 and pregnant women. The annual enrollment fee for CHP Plus can be $0 to $105 based on income and the number of children in your family. For instance, for one child, it may be as low as $25 or $35 annually. Or for two or more children, you may pay $75 or $105 total for the entire year. Some families may have zero enrollment fee based on their income, and the prescription copays are $0 to $10.
And, okay, so could you explain the eligibility for Health First Colorado, the Medicaid, that has no premiums or deductibles? Because that sounds like the best deal, Rosie.
Sure, absolutely. So to be eligible for Colorado Medicaid, one must be a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident for at least 5 years. Children and pregnant women are an exception to the five-year rule and do not have to wait the full 5 years to access coverage. You must be a Colorado resident, must meet income guidelines. For instance, adults earning up to $1,350 per month and families of four earning up to $2,780 per month could be eligible for Medicaid. A person also cannot be incarcerated. However, they can apply if they're on probation or parole.
And just so we're clear, so they have to be a U.S. Citizen or legal permanent resident for 5 years. So you said the five-year rule is an exception for children and pregnant women. Does that mean that they don't have to be legal permanent residents at all, or that they have to be in the process of that, or what does that mean?
So they do have to be legal permanent residents. They just don't have to meet the five-year rule. Okay. So they can, if they're at their second year with their legal permanent resident, they could definitely apply.
Okay, great. And for CHP Plus, what are the guidelines to be eligible for that public insurance?
Sure. CHP Plus is similar to Health First Colorado or Medicaid. There are a few differences in eligibility. CHP Plus is a low-cost health insurance program for ages for children ages 0 to 18 and pregnant women whose families have low to moderate income. A family of four can earn up to $5,439 a month or $65,000 a year and be eligible for CHP Plus. In order to be eligible, kids cannot be covered on other insurance at the same time.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Sarah Morales and Rosie Duran, Certified Health Health Coverage Specialists with Larimer Health Connect, and this year's open enrollment period and rules for individual health insurance coverage on the Connect for Health Colorado Exchange. And what do we say to people who say, yeah, but I've had health insurance, I've never needed to use it, I'm perfectly healthy, so why is it so important to have this if I can use that money for something else?
Yeah, well, having health insurance really helps to protect you and your family's health and finances. If you or a family member gets diagnosed with a chronic condition like diabetes or hypertension or get in an accident, health insurance can help protect you from high unexpected cost. Nobody wants to get struck with a major illness or an accident, but life happens. So health insurance can save you thousands of dollars in these situations.
Definitely. And health insurance is expensive, obviously, something that we're working on in this country. Are there any ways that I can save money?
Absolutely. We're really happy to be able to tell people about this. Individuals and families who apply for health insurance coverage through Connect for Health Colorado may be eligible for financial help to lower the cost of the health insurance plan that they choose. Examples of financial assistance include premium tax credits and cost-sharing reductions. So if you're eligible for a tax credit or cost-sharing reductions, you can receive help that reduces the cost of your monthly premium, co-pays, and co-insurance. Many people are surprised to find out that they qualify, making health insurance even more affordable than ever. even if you make as much as about $48,000 a year as an individual or up to $100,000 for a family of four, you can qualify for a tax credit.
Yeah, that does seem pretty high. And Rosie, can you talk a little more about the difference between the tax credits and the cost sharing reductions?
Absolutely. The advanced premium tax credit is determined on a sliding scale, and it's based on income. Individuals and families must file annual income taxes to receive premium tax credits. This APTC reduces the cost of each month's premium. You may be eligible for the tax credit if you are an individual earning approximately $16,500 to $48,500 per year, or a family of four earning approximately $33,800 to $100,400 per year. Cost-sharing reductions, on the other hand, help with out-of-pocket costs like deductibles and copays and are available to people with low and moderate income levels who purchase insurance through the marketplace. You may be eligible for health plans with lower deductibles, copayments, or coinsurance. If you're an individual earning approximately $16,500 up to $30,350 per year, or a family of four earning approximately $33,800 up to $62,750 per year. Advanced premium tax credits and cost sharing reductions are only available in the marketplace. Remember, you must file taxes annually in order to be eligible for these cost savings. We can help walk through all the details and look at your situation to determine if you are eligible for one of these options to help save you money.
One question I had with that, Rosie, is so you have to file taxes annually to be eligible. So are we referring to folks who just forget to file their taxes or are trying or don't file their taxes or don't make enough to file taxes? I guess what is the difference there?
Yeah. So they definitely, even if they're not earning very much income, they can still file taxes, sure. And it will be required to file these taxes because of the advanced premium tax credits that they're receiving.
Right. Yeah.
If they happen to receive the advanced premium tax credits and then don't file taxes, there is a potential that they will have to pay back all the tax credits received.
Yeah, because these are credits on what you would be paying in your taxes.
Right, correct.
When you do your taxes. Got it. Okay. Our next question is how do these tax credits work? Do people receive them when they file taxes?
So individuals don't have to wait until tax filing time to receive the savings. For instance, if you're eligible for $300 in tax credits and your monthly premium is $500, you would only pay $200 each month after the tax credit is applied. Same with the cost-sharing reductions. If eligible to receive them, one would have the lower deductibles and copays right from the start of coverage.
Sarah, so it sounds a little complicated. Can you help people sort through it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what Larimer Health Connect is here for. Health insurance can be confusing, and everyone has a different family situation and different circumstances. Our health coverage guides can work on the application with you and look at the cost as they relate to you and your particular situation. And we can help everyone at all income levels here in Larimer County.
And how many Coloradoans are insured, and what does this look like in Larimer County?
Okay, yeah, great question. Actually, more than 93% of Coloradoans have health insurance, and in Larimer County, our numbers are a little bit higher, with over 94% being covered, which sounds really high.
Yeah.
But that being said, we are still trying to reach the 6% who are not covered. It's important for everyone to have coverage for their health and for their financial security. And to add to that, we know that some people that are covered are actually eligible for these for the financial assistance, and they're not receiving it. So that's another role that we really want to help with.
Yeah, so people aren't leaving money on the table or
exactly.
Able to pay for other things. Yeah, and these are great numbers to know as we consider what having health coverage means for Americans and specifically Coloradoans. Can you share some stories tonight, Sarah?
Sure. And these stories actually come from our clients. I'll keep everyone anonymous, but do keep in mind that these stories come from neighbors, friends, and community members that live here in Fort Collins and in Loveland with us. The first collection of quotes expressed the sense of relief that people feel when they are covered. So for the first one, I would have been unsuccessful navigating the maze of health insurance options without your help. Peace of mind. We cannot predict the future. This helps us to feel more secure. My insurance could not have come at a better time. I can take care of medical needs without worry. And finally, it's very important to have coverage because change can happen so quickly. Personally, it's a very secure feeling to be covered.
Yeah, those examples really do show how having health insurance can alleviate people's anxiety and worry. I know for me personally, I have a chronic illness and would not have thought, you know, as a college athlete and very healthy person, that that's something that I would be battling and in and out of the hospital many times. And if we didn't have good health insurance, it would have really impacted our family for sure.
Yeah, you're right, Julie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a few examples to share from local clients about costs for coverage that they enroll in and the options that they have in Colorado. So one of the families that we worked with didn't realize they were Medicaid eligible, and they'll now save $350 a month, which is a lot of money for a family that's really struggling to make ends meet. One client was paying $580 a month for COBRA and saved tremendously when enrolling in one of our private insurance options in Colorado. And then finally, there's a couple that had been paying full price. They're now semi-retired and qualify for a tax credit to reduce their monthly premium cost. So as you can see, everyone's situations are different and, you know, life changes. Yeah. Things come up that we're not expecting. So we're here to help you find the option that will work best for you and for your situation.
And I wanted to mention, too, that we also do help people that are new to Colorado. That I know we've helped, we've written articles in Compass about people that have moved here from other states to go to school at CSU or for a spouse's job or something, and then things happen, don't work out, and that they've needed that help, right? So it's not somebody that has to have lived here a long time or been a resident or been on the marketplace or had private insurance in the past. They can still come when we're looking at next year, right?
Yeah, if they are actually just moving in from out of state, they do have to they usually get a special enrollment period, but they'll have to prove that they had previous health insurance.
Got you.
To be able to enroll.
Okay. But if they are here during open enrollment, that's the best time to do it, and then there's no worry about the special enrollment period.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure we will talk about the special enrollment period at some point. Okay. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Sarah Morales and Rosie Duran of Larimer Health Connect about the companies providing plans for 2019 and any available discounts. Something we'll be getting into. Okay, and let's talk about shopping for health insurance plans. Is there things that are new and different for 2019?
Yeah, Julie, the health insurance premium prices are stabilizing, which is always great news, and the increase for 2019 plans was minimal. Great. Plans and circumstances change. It's important to review and compare health insurance plans to see what plans will best meet your needs. Reminder, the open enrollment period for Colorado is November 1st through January 15th, 2019. And I also wanted to mention, since you had mentioned special enrollment periods, a move to Colorado, someone getting married, having a new baby, all constitutes a special enrollment period. So if someone is needing to obtain health insurance during the not so open, during the time period that's not open enrollment, if they've had any of those life change events, they can absolutely, they have 60 days to get onto a health insurance plan.
And Larimer Health Connect is here year-round, and we help people year-round, and we have office hours year-round. So, yeah, you can always call, make an appointment, and come in. And
absolutely. Yeah. We're always here to help.
And what are some important things to consider? Before we talk about that, I wanted to quickly say also with the open enrollment for Colorado, we talk about that being open enrollment for Colorado because there is also a national or there is also an open enrollment period, right, for other states that follow that.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And actually, Julie, we are very lucky in Colorado. The open enrollment period for the federal exchange is actually November 1st through December 15th.
Yeah, I'm shortening that.
Yes. Here in Colorado, we're lucky. It's extended a few weeks extra beyond the December 15th date. So our open enrollment period this year is November 1st through January 15th of 2019.
Right. And then what are some of the important things to consider when folks are shopping for health insurance plans?
Very important to shop and look at the whole cost of coverage, like the deductibles, coinsurance, and copayments, whether your doctor's in-network, and if you have any medications. You may also want to consider if your needs have changed. Are you seeing your doctor more often? Have you or your family member been recently diagnosed with a medical condition? And finally, you may be able to get lower copayments, prescriptions, and deductibles. We can help you review this.
Great. And Sarah, would you like to walk us through what a typical appointment looks like?
Yeah. So first, you'll need to schedule an appointment, which can be done by calling us at 970-472-0444, or you can schedule online at our website, www.larimerhealthconnect.org. Once you have your appointment scheduled, you'll need to bring some required documentation to determine eligibility for financial assistance and to get enrolled in coverage. We want to just emphasize that our appointments are free and private, and all the information, which is unbiased, is confidential. We offer hour-long appointments, although really depending on the situation, it may take more or less than that, or if we need to have an additional follow-up appointment, those are all things that we can take care of. Appointments will fill up quickly for open enrollment, and we are scheduling a few weeks out. So we really encourage people to call and schedule appointments as soon as they can. And don't forget, open enrollment begins November 1st, so don't delay.
And we should let folks know a couple things. So during open enrollment, you have two locations in Fort Collins and one in Loveland. Is that right?
That is correct.
Certain hours, and I know those will be listed on there. And then the other thing that I just wanted to do a plug for is that in our upcoming Fall Compass issue, we have an insert, a four-page insert that does have a list of these documents that you need to bring and some other information if you're interested in that. And that should be getting into homes October 10th, 11th, around there. So. And you mentioned documentation. What information do you need to enroll in insurance through Connect for Health Colorado?
So, Julie, because the eligibility is based on or financial assistance eligibility is based on income and tax household, you'll need to provide the names, addresses, family size, and expected future income for your household when applying through Connect for Health Colorado. When you come to your appointment to meet with one of our health coverage specialists, it would be helpful to bring a photo ID, Social Security numbers for all family members, birth certificates or passports if available, and pay stubs for all working family members to help estimate the family's 2019 income. Or if you don't have all of these documents at your fingertips, we can still help.
Great. And can you please share the Larimer Health Connect contact information again, how people can sign up for a free appointment and where your offices are located?
Sure. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 970-472-0444 or LarimerHealthConnect.org. We do have three locations. We have a location in Old Town, Fort Collins at 144 North Mason Street in Unit 7. Another location in North Fort Collins at the Health District Building, and that's at 120 Bristlecone Drive. And then we also have an office in Loveland at the Community Life Center at 1511 East 11th Street.
And we should mention that this is that while the Health District has certain district boundaries that are the northern two-thirds of Larimer County, Larimer Health Connect does have grant funding and things so that you do cover the entire county of Larimer County.
That's
including
correct.
Loveland.
Yes, that's correct.
And do you have any final reminders to share with folks, Rosie?
Yes, because we haven't said it enough. The open enrollment period is November 1st through January 15th. We'll have extended hours during open enrollment, and we'll be open on Saturdays for walk-in appointments at our Old Town office in Fort Collins. December 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage to start January 1st. This will help you avoid a gap in coverage. Don't auto-renew. Plans change. We'll help you to navigate through your health insurance options.
And Sarah, did you have a couple reminders as well?
We want to remind people that insurance plans cover wellness and some preventive services at no cost to them. So like vaccinations, it's that flu season is coming up,
right.
Yearly checkups, screenings for diabetes and other conditions. And these benefits can help to keep you and your kids healthy throughout the school year. So we just wanted to remind people of that as well.
And Rosie, I think you were going to talk a little bit about the Connect for Health Colorado staff and who is available and what languages they speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So Larimer Health Connect staff includes 10 certified health coverage guides, including 6 who are fluent in Spanish. We can help you to understand the healthcare law or the Affordable Care Act, determine your eligibility for Health First Colorado, Medicaid, Child Health Plan Plus, or financial assistance, including tax credits and cost-sharing reductions. We can assist you with creating an account, finding and viewing health insurance plans, and explaining those health coverage options, and assist you to enroll online. And we'll also help you prepare for next steps once you've enrolled.
Mm-hmm. And I just had a quick final question before we sign off. So what type of or what makes this type of work rewarding for the two of you? Sarah, I know you're newer to Larimer Health Connect, although you've been involved with other organizations in Larimer County. And Rosie, I know you've been with the health district for a while.
Quite some time. Yeah. And I the one thing I do love about the work that I do in helping families with the Medicaid, the CHIP, the Marketplace is just it's very rewarding to feel that you're helping these individuals out. And I say this in kind of a different way, but it's almost rewarding when you have someone come to your office and cry because they've never had health insurance coverage. They have health issues that they have not been able to pay for and therefore do not see their doctor for. So it's very rewarding just to see and to know that you're helping families. And in a big way.
Yeah.
It's with their health. It's a huge, yeah.
Great.
Huge concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm newer to this arena, but I would say I would ditto that as well. Just having the opportunity to help people in a time of need and seeing people come in that are sometimes really quite desperate, that are needing health care for a variety of reasons. And I love that we're able to connect them with services and help them out financially so that we can help to overcome the barriers and make health care, whether it's for medical or even mental health, for all of the different needs that they might have, and we make that more accessible for people. So I'm just really feel happy and fortunate to be part of this wonderful team.
Yeah. And I know we've done some articles in Compass, too, that it's not just that certainly we're here for low-income and people that folks that have that are struggling, but also some of those moderate income or that have had their own business and something has happened or something happened with their child and now they have to get more coverage or figure out something else or a child going to college and things like that, that there's a wide range of people that we help. So they don't assume that you're not somebody that we can help.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I think that's really important with the different income levels. Yeah. Just people may not realize that they don't qualify for Medicaid, but they may be eligible for significant tax credit, right, or cost sharing, and I think that's a really wonderful thing to share with people.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. If you'd like to make an appointment with Larimer Health Connect, you can go to larimerhealthconnect.org or call 970-472-0444. You can also see updates by following Larimer Health Connect on social media. You can like at Larimer Health Connect on Facebook.
Nosotros hablamos español. Para más información, llámenos al 970-472-0444.
And thank you to Sarah and Rosie for joining us, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Community at Work. Critter Patter is up next here on KRFC 88.9 FM, Fort Collins, where we entertain, inspire, and inform Northern Colorado's community radio. Have a great night.